Testing. Okay, sounds pretty good. I think my recording level right now should be on about number 6. It looks pretty good in the blue, so I imagine if you keep yours on probably 1 or 2, you'll hear me real fine because I'm whispering here in bed and making this recording. I'm using Marvin's tape recorder, and we had quite a little story to tell you here today with this tape recorder. I just replaced batteries, which only cost 8 or 9 cents a piece here, so there's no problem. But the thing was, the suitcase I had from Vietnam took about 3 weeks to get here. It was supposed to follow me all the way along on each plane, and each night at each hospital, but it didn't. And I'm gonna stop here for 1 second. Back again, but it didn't, so it just now got here, and the tapes, of course, and that, I mean, the batteries had gone down, so I had trouble, and since Marvin's machine and our machine, which I have already mailed mine home, probably hear some of the guys in the ward yelling in the background, aren't exactly alike. Yours was the tape you sent me in the package I got today with the Passover stuff. You were very fast, you know, real fast. You're talking so fast I couldn't understand you. Anyway, as I said, the suitcase finally came, and tape recorder's in fine condition, but I'd already sent mine home, surface, and it'll get there, and yours and mine will be alike. So what you do here, which I'll write a letter, of course, along, so you don't try and even play this on ours. You won't be able to stand it. It'll probably be too fast. So get Marvin to bring his little one that he and Adele used, and then you and I can communicate for the next couple weeks with these. I'm sorry about this noise in the background, but you can't tell people to be quiet. Now, there's a lot of noise, but just avoid it. I'm talking right in the mic, and my volume indication looks okay. It is Saturday right now, and it's 2:15 in the afternoon, or 3:15, and everything seems to be fine. I'm in this ward with guys, and they're mostly either going back to Vietnam or the States, but they're all okay. I mean, they all walk around, get dressed in civilian clothes, and go to the club to eat at night. Some of them may have their arm in a sling, or some stitches or scar or something, but they're all just waiting on their paperwork to be completed. They're all okay. They go on weekend passes, stay in Tokyo from Friday night till Sunday. They go touring Japan, all going to all the picks and buy and ship stuff and all. But that's the way it goes. I've got my Akai M8, and I'm going to get it packed and shipped surface here. I may do it air mail since I'm going to be in the hospital. I just don't know what to do, but I'm checking in all aspects. I've already mailed the earphones I bought home, and these packages come. Just get the post office when they can. Just put them up in my room, and I'll sort everything the way I want it once I get in. Get home and I'm on crutches or walking. I'll just walk upstairs and take over again. But I did understand the tape good enough to hear and read in Bill and Gene, and understand what you said about Jerry taking care of some stuff in Denver, and Fitzsimmons is just fine. Sis can pick me up some clothes, and I can go to her house on weekends and watch television easy as I can in the hospital, laying there and play with Pookin and Joden and Nanny, and as far as the wound here now, originally when we took the stitches out about 3 or 4 days ago, we had a little bit of problems. It opened up more than they expected it to, and they started treating it again with dressings, trying to get the thing to shrink up and dry up, and didn't have too much success for a couple of days, but now it's doing real good, and the doctor told me today, which is Saturday here, they shouldn't have any problem. I should still be on schedule, so today is Saturday, but that still means possibly a week or two. It's just so much paperwork. It's a stupid system. That's the entire army. It's so big with this Vietnam business. But you people voted for Johnson, so I feel you're getting all it's coming to you. Anyway, it might take me a week or two, but the leg gets better. All this other stuff, I don't mind it. You just get used to it. I don't like to read, and I don't want anybody to ever buy me or send me or purchase me books and say, what can we get you? Because I don't enjoy reading. I never have. And I don't want to read. But I can hear. I bought this tape recorder. I bought some tapes by mail, Stereo Club. Just like when I used to buy books as a kid. So about five or six of them will come to the house, and there might be a bill for $8.95 or $9, and pay it, and I'll pay you back. Then all I have to do is buy about five more for the year, and I fill my obligation. But I have a selection of several hundred good stereo tapes. I'm not buying a stereo. It's a stereo tape recorder. It's reason it costs $200. But in the States, it's $500 or $600 or $700. Anyway, I'm glad Marvin's home and with the kids. I know it meant a lot to him. It must have been tremendous. I don't think, it's just unbelievable hard. I'm glad I wasn't in a situation. I had to be away from my wife and kids. And he did a wonderful job. And even at the 67th, they thought a great deal of Dr. Marvin Goldstein, one of the finest eye surgeons in the world. To me, the top. And too many guys I've seen with losses of one or two eyes here, which sometimes I wish maybe Marvin could have seen somebody else that he could have done it, even though I know that there's others that are just as fine, probably. The hospital here is fine. The Coleman real good. The 106 is an outstanding hospital. And you get plenty of care, and the food is good. I'm eating better. It's not like I'm working or getting an appetite. I guess just as you heal up, your body demands a little more energy. And in this ward, as I say, at least the guys have stereos. I mean, small tape recorders. And there's music and practical jokes always be playing on guys. And they come in here late at night. I'll go to the club and have a good time. And they buy one guy here was a tanker and got hurt. A tree fell on him and crushed his face. And they did wired his face back together and all this. And showed me a picture of him. He looks completely different now that they've redone his face than he did a couple months ago. It's a hard thing to believe that a guy goes and looks some way for 22 years of his life and he doesn't look that way anymore. He's going to Walter Reed for further plastic surgery, but he goes all over, got a cast over his head, knock off Ku Klux Klansman, but he goes all over the country. The Japanese woman, the worker, we call them the mama-sans, the attendants, actually, they take blood pressure and temperatures and mostly change sheets and sweep and empty trash and change the water, keep him plenty of water, and rub downs and derm massage on your feet and all, but they're really fine. I gave some because I have no appetite and don't believe in nibbling, and please, I appreciate it and your thought was great, but no more packages because I don't sit here and eat the candy and we set it out and everybody gets packages here from the families, meanwhile, but you don't develop appetites. You eat your three meals and you're full. The food comes around. I'm not even hungry at most meals, so I gave her a few of the cookies and all, and they're poor. And she thanked me. She was very, very humble, and I felt better about it. As far as the gum, I can chew that, but the candies and the chocolates and all that, I just set it out. The nurses are so nice. They like to nibble on this stuff, too, but as far as me, there's just nothing. There's no desire whatsoever for food. Food is something, people think after Vietnam in the hospital, I want to come back and go to a nice restaurant, have a good salad and a steak. That's the furthest thing from my mind right now. I could care less about it. I've had so many, they give me steak so often here, I'm getting sick of steak. I get steak about three times a week. It's not the greatest steak, but it's still a steak. but in Vietnam, I look forward to a good charcoal steak. The Blue Hills or the Black Angus or somewhere like that. I'll make a couple tapes here. I'll also turn this tape over, so I hope you're with Marvin now or somebody, or call him, so you don't miss. So in other words, you're getting, instead of just 15, 20 minutes out of the side, you're getting twice as much out of each tape. Something which is further you would have to learn, but I'll be coming home, so you won't have to learn too much getting tape recorder businesses. Unless you just someday want to do this kind of business rather than type. It's a lot easier to make notes and talk and express your feelings, but according to her, she likes to see your thoughts on paper, which is silly. I'd rather play back and hear what I say and see if I said it the way I wanted it to come out. If not, scratch it out just like you would an eraser. Do it again. But anyway, just Marvin's tape recorder now. I got the new batteries. It's working just fine. And I hope to get to Munson so you can drive up maybe some mornings with him, or Aunt Reed or Jane or somebody can drive up in the afternoon. Or as far as that goes, there's still a Greyhound bus to Leavenworth each day, and there's a cab to the hospital. And once I'm on outpatient status, I can drive up myself. Of course, then you'll be home, and I'll leave living at home. As far as just being skinny and fattening up, as I said, food is the last thing on my mind. I don't want food. I'll take care of that myself. Snacks, don't ever let anybody bring me any snacks. I'll tell, if I go to Fitzsimmons, I'll straighten this right up away. I just never want anybody to say, how about an orange now? How about this? How about that? I've heard that too much here trying to get well. And if a man is 22 years old, doesn't have sense enough when his belly tells him hungry to get up and do something about it, then it's time to shoot him. But I feel real good. I'm sure I'm tired of laying in bed. It's the first time in my life I've been in bed, except I guess as an infant, for almost a month and a half now. And I've got time to go in it yet, so just have to accept it. But I have a hard time keeping me down once I get in the States here. I'll pick out a few civilian clothes and get out of that hospital and get on outpatient status for a few months. It'll be quite a few months, probably. It's going to take quite a little bit of physical therapy before I'm able to do the job the Army supposedly has me classified for. And I'm going to damn sure fight hard to get, not going to reclassify me, because no sense of flying. As far as what I'll do if I get to Munson after Fitzsimmons, maybe I'm Fitzsimmons a month or two, and then go to Munson, be there a week or two, and get on outpatient status and live at home. Drive up maybe anywhere from 2 to, if I have to, every day. I don't care, but I'll take care of it. See who I want to see and say what I want to say. Whoever I see, and that'll be that. As far as going through so much and being so thankful, let's only go to that to a certain limit. I don't want to hear it to a certain limit. I know what I think, and I know what my beliefs are. And people don't need to remind me. If they do too much reminding, they'll regret it. Because I wasn't shot in the mouth. And sure, they love you, but people sometimes don't think. They need to lay on their back maybe 20, 30 days, and they think before they start wanting to do this for you, wanting to do that for you. Because you don't appreciate it. It's not a question of not appreciating it. It's a question that it causes you more trouble than it's worth. Like this. The people sure are going to want to see the family and all if I come to Denver, but all kinds of odds and ends or whatnots or any of this junk, I just don't want to see it. I'll tell you by telephone for 75 cents at the payphone. I can get in a wheelchair. What uniforms to bring me out of my closet. They're numbered. I thought way ahead. Their names are written on them. If I want an officer's green dress uniform with the black stripes, like you took pictures in the backyard, I wore graduation, which I'd wear when I'd check out of Fitzsimmons. where if I'd want a couple pair of fatigues or a pair of shine boots in the closet, if I'd want any civilian socks, I'll describe it all vividly in a letter or a telephone call. And so, do no prior planning. Once I get to Fitzsimmons, don't rush there to be there that day. Wait a day or two so I can contact you. And no sense you coming and then me needing things and being at home and having to purchase them. I'm very conscious of money now because there's quite a bit of things I plan on doing in the next few months, year, as far as buying a car, taking a little vacation, and it's my business, and so let's just hold off. I'll contact you, probably by phone, when I find out if it's a day, if it's a week ahead of time. What, sometimes it takes 3-4 days to get to a place, you know. You go from here to the airport, the Air Force Hospital near here, and spend the night, and then you fly to the United States, and that takes almost 3/4 of a day, and you spend the night there, maybe in California, before they fly you out again the next day to the Midwest, and this just takes time. You just don't, it's not like a flight from here to Denver in an hour, Kansas City to Denver in an hour. Takes time. I'm not the only one. They're trying to get a lot of guys home. And you have to realize this. This tape is getting short now.